For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use Deep Cleaning Oxidol. Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Today, let's listen in on a couple of young housewives talking over the back fence.
Say, that's a mighty white washer hanging out. You using one of those new suds I've been hearing about?
Something even better. I'm using Deep Cleaning Oxidol.
Yes, ladies, Deep Cleaning Oxidol has got folks talking all over the country. For Deep Cleaning Oxidol washes off the gray dirt left enclosed by the leading wash day suds, the leading shortcut suds. Now, here's someone who saw this proved in an amazing demonstration. She's Mrs. Donald Smith of Elmwood, Ohio, and I'd like you to hear in her own words just what she saw at this demonstration. Listen to what Mrs. Smith says.
In this washing demonstration, they used my clean clothes. Well, at least I thought they were clean, because I had just washed them with the leading suds, just as the manufacturer said to. Then they washed those clothes over again, this time with Deep Cleaning Oxidol. You should have seen the dirty wash water come out of those clothes I thought were clean. That dirty wash water showed me Oxidol really can get out the gray dirt left in clothes by those leading shortcut suds.
Thanks, Mrs. Smith. And ladies, next wash day, use Deep Cleaning Oxidol and see how much dirt Oxidol can get out of your clothes. And most important of all, when you use Deep Cleaning Oxidol, clothes look white and bright. It feels soft and fluffy. Smells sweet, too. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with Deep Cleaning Oxidol. Yet, Oxidol is truly safe. Deep clean clothes stay brighter, new looking longer. So to get clothes deep clean, sparkling clean, use Deep Cleaning Oxidol. Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Ask your dealer for Oxidol today. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, for weeks, we've followed the continual plotting of the cousins against Ma. The cousins have forced Shuffle and Willie to quit at the lumberyard. Now, Cousin Sylvester is trying to make Faye fall in love with him, and at the same time, he and his daddy, Cousin Ed, are trying to cheat Willie and Evie out of their life savings. And Ma never dreams that all her troubles come from these kinfolks of hers. In fact, yesterday, Ma thanked Sylvester for... But let's hear for ourselves. Well, it's about 5 o'clock in the late afternoon now, and Sylvester and his daddy are walking down the street together. But...
Jumping catfish, son Sylvester. You went and told Cousin Ma Perkins how we're trying to take Willie and Evie's money away? You gone took leave of your senses, you crazy ignoramus?
Now, hold on to your buttons, Popsy. Your trouble is you always think the other party's stupid, when as a matter of fact, the other party is not stupid. Not when it's somebody like Cousin Ma Perkins. She's a very smart old girl.
The one who I'm saying is stupid is you.
Huh?
Because you went and told Cousin Ma Perkins about our stock deal for taking Evie's and Willie's money. Will you kindly inform me what's smart about that?
Well, I'll tell you if you listen. In the first place, Cousin Ma already had heard about it. I suppose from Willie.
She heard about it? Jumping taffy, then why didn't you deny it? Call it a pack of lies. We don't want Cousin Ma getting wind of what we're doing.
Now, will you kindly stop yelling and listen?
I'm listening.
The big idea is to keep Cousin Ma on our side. So I go up to Cousin Ma and I say, Evie and Willie want to do something foolish. They're forcing their money on me to invest in this company. Oh, they shouldn't do that, Cousin Ma, I say. And Popsy, you should have seen the old girl. My goodness, says Cousin Ma, can you stop them from being so foolish, Cousin Sylvester? Don't you see, Popsy? Already she's on our side.
Now, go ahead, son. I'm reserving my judgment.
So I tell Cousin Ma I'll do my best. My very best to prevent Evie and Willie from gambling with their hard-earned life savings. And Cousin Ma kind of pats me on the sleeve and she says, Cousin Sylvester, you're a good boy.
Okay, so you got more Perkins on our side. But now the question is, how do we get the money away from Evie and Willie?
Why, as soon as I talk to them. Don't you get it, Popsy, that the minute I go to Evie and I say, your ma don't want you to go in on this investment, why, that silly dame Evie, you'll hit the roof. She'll practically knock me down, forcing that money on me. Well, that's your trouble, Popsy. You don't understand these things. If I make the deal tough enough for Evie, she'll die until she makes this little hint. Oh, and one other thing. One other thing was accomplished by my little conference with Cousin Ma. I not only got Ma on my side in this one certain matter, but I also got Ma on my side in a certain other little matter. If Ma thinks I'm such a wonderful type, she'll be on my side when it comes to Faye. And she'll tell Faye. Because, Patsy, we ain't only playing for Evie's and Willie's $1,700. We're also playing for little Faye's $50,000.
Yeah, now that part I can understand. And that part I like. Yeah, Ma telling Faye helps you get a hold of little old Cousin Faye and her money. Yeah, that part I like, son.
You betcha, Pudsey. Of course, I'm in so solid with Cousin Faye right now that nothing could ever get me out. Uh-oh. And look who's this up ahead of us, Pudsey. Cousin Willie.
Sure enough. That's Cousin Willie. Yeah, he must have come out of the barber shop. Something catfish. And the way he walks, he ain't happy.
Oh, boy, what a sad sack he's turned into. Come on, Popsy. Let's add to his troubles. Let's stir him up a little.
Mm-hmm. Stir him up?
You what? Hey, Cousin Willie, not so fast.
Huh? Oh. Hi, Cousin Sylvester. Hi. Cousin Ed.
Hello there, Cousin Willie. Hey, been to the barber shop? Get yourself a shave?
No, I shaved myself this morning. Yeah, I've been to the barber shop.
Well, they sure didn't take much off your neck, Cousin Willie. Oh, one of those once-over lightly haircuts, eh?
No, I didn't get a haircut neither. They took the Fort William papers in the barber shop, and so I was just sitting there reading the papers.
Well, that's nice, Cousin Willie. It always helps for a young feller to keep up with the world.
Yeah, I guess so. I happen to be reading the Help Wanted ads. Well, how's everything down at the lumberyard, fellas? Stuff going along good?
Oh, stuff's going along great, Cousin Willie, great. Now, let's walk along together because there's something I want to talk to you about, Cousin Willie. I sure wish you'd speak to your wife.
Hmm? Speak to my wife? You mean Evie? You ain't a married man, Cousin Sylvester, so... You don't understand how sometimes it's a pleasure not to speak to your wife.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it's rich. Yeah, what a comical and humorous feller he is, son, this Cousin Willie. Out of a job, but does he worry? No, sirree. Cracking jokes every minute.
I certainly wish you'd speak to Cousin Evie about this one thing, Cousin Willie, because it was very embarrassing. He keeps on trying to give me this money, see? You know, for this mining stock I told you about, my friend's company out west.
Oh, don't worry about that, Cousin Sylvester. That money happens to be in the bank in my name, not hers. We ain't investing in no mining stock.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear it, Cousin Willie, because just this very afternoon, Cousin Ma spoke to me about it. Cousin Ma got hold of me and she said, Cousin Sylvester, don't you let Evie or Willie throw their money around. Ever since Willie stopped working for me where I can keep an eye on him, this is Cousin Ma Perkins speaking. She says, now that Cousin Willie's not around the Perkins lumber yard where I can keep an eye on him, he's liable to do something foolish. So I told her that I wouldn't let you do nothing foolish, Cousin Willie.
Ma said that? That I'm foolish?
I sure did, Cousin Willie. Ma wouldn't like it if we repeated what she called you, but I was right there. I heard it.
Ma said I'm foolish. Listen, if I want to invest, I'll invest. If I don't want to, I won't. I don't need people running my affairs for me.
But you know how good old Ma Perkins takes an interest in you, Willie. She's an old lady. And she figures you're some kind of a... Oh, you know what I mean. Not foolish, exactly.
I'm perfectly able to run my own affairs. Just because I happen to be out of a job temporarily, that doesn't mean that... Listen, Cousin Sylvester, did you say that stock's already gone from 2 cents a share to a dollar a share?
That's what my friend told me.
And your friend thinks it's going to go to $2 a share?
Hush, Cousin Willie. It's just confidential information. You don't want to float around.
My friend thinks it's going to go up even higher, Willie. But you must remember, pal, it's a gamble.
Boy, how I'd like to show some people. They think that just because I'm having a little trouble getting a job that I can't run my own affairs. Listen, Cousin Sylvester. You come on over to the house tonight after supper. And we'll talk about this some more.
Oh, I got a date with Cousin Faye tonight, Cousin Willie, and... Well, really, after Cousin Ma said I shouldn't let you down.
I happen to be over 21 years old. For heaven's sake, do people think I'm stupid or something? If I don't want to invest, I'll invest. Listen, are you sure that Ma said I'm foolish? That I'm foolish, me?
Yes, Willie.
Yes, Willie.
Okay. Thanks, fellas. Thanks for telling me.
And now our scene changes. Of course, Ma said no such thing. In fact, as we join Ma now up at the house, she's telling Faye what she did say to Sylvester and what Sylvester said to her. Ma and Faye are in the kitchen and, well, listen.
Well, that was very nice of Sylvester, wasn't it, Ma?
Yes, I thought so, Faye. After he told me about it, he said he simply wouldn't dream of letting Evie and Willie take a chance with their little nest egg. Anyhow, it ain't like Evie and Willie with children or foolish or nothing like that. They're both responsible people.
Evie's been known to be not quite that responsible, Ma. But basically, yes, they're careful and responsible. But I think it's so wonderful of Sylvester. Isn't it queer, Ma? As time goes on, Sylvester just seems to have all the virtues. He's so lovely to Paula. And to you and me. Now he's being so nice to Willie and Ellie. I'm awfully pleased with him.
That's nice, dear. You're going someplace together tonight, he told me.
Yes, we are. We're going to a square dance. It's hard to believe, Ma, but in the last couple of months, I've seen no one else. You know that? I guess there's just no doubt about it. Sylvester sort of grows on you. Or anyway, on me. Oh, here, Ma, I'll make the salad. Now, you stop smiling at me.
Telephones are buzzing, presses are roaring, and the airways are humming with today's great news about deep cleaning Oxydol. News that means a sparkling clean wash for you. You can see how clean and white deep cleaning Oxydol washes your clothes. You can feel how soft and fluffy your clothes are. You can even smell how clean they are after Oxydol. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxydol. Oxydol reaches deep down into fibers for grimy dirt, loosens dirt, and floats it away. So for a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, get deep cleaning Oxydol at your dealers now in the same familiar Oxydol package. And so Faye sees Sylvester almost every night. But day and night, the cousins' plots and schemes never cease. What's going to happen? Well, Willie decides to teach Ma a lesson. And Sylvester wins again. Tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxydol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station. For a wash that's deep clean. Sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxydol.
Oxydol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording. And for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.